Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from inside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master Bubba. Bub, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, don't look, dude. This is about tonight.
How you doing today?
I'm doing really good. I'm trying to get something worked up for this guy because it's what?
It's my party, Anna.
No?
That was disgustingly homo. Really.
It's my birthday, ladies and gentlemen, so happy birthday to me.
So happy birthday, Dad. It's been pretty busy week so far. We had a lot of fun last night, typical in our downtown Abacola spot at Jumping
Bay. Monkeys were loose last night, ladies and gentlemen.
Monkeys were loose. We missed half of our freaking crew somewhere, somehow. They were all over the place. Gathering lions is pretty hard, so it is what it is.
The lions move around. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com. Monkey in Paradise, the two gold medal winning vodka, monkeyinparadise.com. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. Bub, I love the new banner that they just got for us. It is vodka done Bubba style.
Have you seen it?
It's very cool, Bub. Ladies
Wait,
and gentlemen,
is it here?
The new bump. There it is right there,
Come
Bub.
On.
There it is.
That thing's pretty legit looking.
The new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports banner with a wrench inside a bottle of, or a glass of Monkey in Paradise
vodka. But you know what makes this even better? And I don't know if this was on purpose or by chance. The fact that it's actually using a metric wrench, which is what you use typically on the higher end European exotic cars.
Yep.
So I found that very good that Seth was creative enough to hook that one in there.
Gluten free, distilled 7 times, 2 gold medals, man. How about that?
Pretty good.
Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com, exotic car salesman and guru and salesman to the stars. And we cannot forget Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, Bub. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Bub, tomorrow is going to be a very big show. We have the one and only Robin Vernon joining us live from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing it Bubba style. Robin's going to talk a little bit about the things that have been in the news, and then we're going to go right into the special stuff she's doing in this part of her career as well. Robin Vernon from South Beach Classics will be here with us, Bob.
Which I told you before, I'm pretty excited to hear.
It's going
to
be good.
Not only the entire story that Robin's bringing to the table,
yes.
The truth, the full
yes.
entire thing, everything laid out on the table for everyone to hear,
yes.
But also her new business ventures, because
yes. Yes.
as you know, she has always done stuff that's been very successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's, I guarantee you, if she's got her mind working on something else, it's going to be pretty solid as well.
It is.
So I'm curious to see what that is.
Robin is why South Beach Classics made it to where they made it today.
Mm-hmm.
That, even, I mean, that was a successful business before the television show,
yeah.
South Beach Classics, which we did an episode with, mm-hmm. Ted Vernon and Robin Vernon. But she's the one who was the infrastructure that built that from the bottom up.
Yep.
And now is worth, has a huge multi-million dollar estate.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
Assets.
There's a lot of cars, too.
Just good stuff. Very good stuff.
Very good.
So we're looking forward to Robin joining us
yep.
live tomorrow, Bob.
That'll be cool.
You've been busy back there. You're painting the 57 Bel Air.
Man.
I think our producer has a question for us as well. We're back there. You're back there painting the 57 Bel Air.
Yeah, man.
And it's looking really good.
It's looking really good, dude. That thing is literally, it looks like, so I've already started laying down the first coats of paint, so we got to hurry this up because I've only got 10 minutes between coats. But I'll tell you what. That is like a candy slash blood red with gold metallic flake. It's gonna be beautiful when this thing's done. All pro touring, four-wheel disc brake, LS motor. I mean, this thing's just gonna be an animal, dude. And it's a two-door convertible. You can't go wrong with that.
And I gotta tell you, Bub, I was very impressed today when I went back to watch you in the paint facility. I noticed that you were putting down the sealer and you mixed a little bit of color in with it as well. I'd never seen that done before. Tell us a little bit about why would we do that?
Well, it's a your sealer step is essentially you have your block priming, you have your sealing, you have your painting. All of those mean and do different things. So the sealer coat, for example, like after you've gone through and you've done, you know, your high build, a 2K primer, what most people consider it. You do a high build primer, you've got all your body work done, so you're just basically doing a filler, you're taking out any little final imperfections, little dimples, any pinholes, you fill those with that high build 2K primer, you block them in once it's guide coated, and then sometimes where you get high and low spots, which is the purpose of blocking to make sure it's a very straight line, you take that, and once you have raw spots exposed, you need to seal those back in again. You can't just throw paint over them and expect them to not rust and come through. You still have to protect that metal somehow. That's the point of a sealer coat. You've done all of your blocking. It's 2K'd. It's ready to go. The car is as straight as an arrow. Then you need to seal it now. Final time right before paint. But with sealers, you don't have to do any additional sanding. You just spray the sealer on, and you can follow it up with paint. You don't have to wait the day for it to dry, and then you have to block that as well. It's not like that. It's a 1K sealer, very thin, just enough to protect the raw metal and seal it. Then you can go ahead and walk right behind with your base coat and start painting.
I think it was really creative. I didn't know about mixing color into the sealers so that it makes it a little bit easier. But good paint tip for everybody out there. I'd like to do a segment on paint, paint mixing, things like that.
Well, that's what makes it nice too is, you know, doing sealer coats after you've done that block process and you're ready for paint. You know, when you're taking a car and you're trying to go, let's say for example, this car, when you're using a light gray primer, and red paint is going to be the color of the car, it takes a lot of coats of red to try to get full coverage on that such a light background, right? When you're shooting onto a gray primary area. So what you want to do is when you use your sealer coat, you can actually tint sealers, your 1K sealer, you can tint them with some of the color that you're going to be shooting the car, and it literally it gives you a much more solid background to shoot on where it's a couple shades different than the actual color of the car, but you're using the color of the car in that sealer, thinning it out and shooting it on there to give you a very, very nice, thin, sealed, color match base coat, and then you can start painting your paint.
There are two things I like, Bub, about your approach. Number one, you are using a sealer. Many people don't do that. They prime it, shoot it, and move it down the road. The other thing is, so you're taking the time and investing in the client's vehicle to make it the best of the best. Yeah. But the other thing is, too, you're being sparing with your materials. Instead, sandpaper and mixing sticks and mixing cups and strainers and paint and thinners and reducers and all of that costs money.
Yeah, it does. And like where we're at with this car, it's a very long flat paneled car. It's a 57 Beller, so the side of it is very, very straight and very long panel, so you'll see any waves and any imperfections. You want to take your time. We did that in the 2K high build primer and again blocked it all the way down. Most of the people out there, if you're doing, like, say for example, a SEMA quality car, if you were to take and put another, because once you block through that, and again, you've got now exposed high and low spots where you maybe go through a little bit and you hit some raw metal again to make it a perfectly flat line, you've got to go ahead and seal that in. So that's my 1K sealer. But if you wanted to go another step and make it even just another freaking level, if you're just doing a mirrorish quality shine all the way down the side of this car, all the way down to the rockers, you could have done a 2K high build primer again, but then again, you'd have to wait full day for that to dry, and then you have to guide coat and block that one more time. So then you're just talking about your expenses, your time, your materials. Yes. Once we got this car with that initial 2K, the spots that were on there were so minimal. A 1K sealer with a tinted paint was perfect to get this thing ready for final painting.
I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for pictures of that. We will be putting it up. But we are in the exotic and European section of our main build facility here. You don't see this side of the facility very often. Mm-hmm. This is where Vinny Colombo and you work your magic right here on these exotic high-end cars.
Yep.
A lot of people don't understand why these cars are so expensive to work on.
Yeah.
In this case, we have a Ferrari 348, Bob, and it is getting ready to go through its 30,000-mile service.
Yeah.
On these vehicles, to do that service, you literally remove the motor from the vehicle.
You do, that's correct. So it's this is what you consider an engine-out service. These cars, do they need a lot of work? Some people get skeptical about it because, you know, some say they only get 10,000 miles to clutches, they only get, you know, so long for this part and that part. It's all about, number one, the way you drive the car. Some guys run these things really freaking hard, kind of the point of them. Some guys baby the crap out of them and just, you know, let them sit in their garage, they take them out on the weekend. They wouldn't do this surface for 30 years. Kind of the example with this car. This is a 1990. This is, how long is that? 20-something years ago? 27 years ago already, right? So now Vinny's going through, he's got the motor, as you can see, on the custom stand, coming down out of this 348 right now. That's just so he can get access to do all of the timing belt and the bearing replacement on the front of this motor. Common things you want to do, and those are the things that fail, and eventually, if they do fail, you can end up causing a lot of valve train and head damage, even sometimes internal block damage as well, if something does come through and crash and collide. Then you're looking at replacing the entire motor versus what this is, a fairly decent service.
So, Bob, we call this an interference motor. Tell us what an interference motor is.
Well, what that'll be is if you actually have a timing belt that breaks, you can have any of your valves in any number of positions can, as the timing belt breaks, the cams will stop right where they're at. This one, four cams, one valve can be open, intake, exhaust, anything can be open, but that crank's gonna keep rolling for a few minutes. just naturally, it's going to keep rolling from velocity that it's got going, whether it's even at idle or at a high rev. Typically at high rev, it happens even worse because that velocity is going to keep going. The top is going to immediately stop where your cams are. Those valves will be open, and boom, a piston's going to hit something somewhere along the way. Before you know it, now you're rebuilding the whole motor.
So that's, ladies and gentlemen, what we call an interference motor. The valves and the pistons will collide with each other, interfere with each other, causing catastrophic engine failure. Yep. These engines can be very, very expensive to rebuild, though.
And not only to rebuild, but also to find. I mean, you have to think, for these cars, a lot of guys, you don't do, this isn't a small block Chevrolet, you don't pull it out and go from 1955 to 86, you don't pick up the phone and have another small block sent in for a couple grand. These things are cars that you want to keep very numbers matching, very close to original spec. Even if you do bolt-on mods, sometimes people do twin turbo kits on these things, especially the newer Italias. There's so many options you can do to them, but in terms of performance and mods, you typically do small stuff. You do ECU tuning, sometimes fuel system upgrades, intakes, exhaust, and that's about it. You don't really pull motors and do, you know, stroke, and you don't do different bores. You don't do all that stuff. People don't do them. The cars are built very fun as they are, as they roll off the showroom floor.
Oh, they are. Yep. They are. So it's important, Bub, that you stay up with this maintenance. I know on American-made cars, they had that were running off of timing belts, which were really big in the late to mid-80s. They always had, you had to replace those every 40 to 60,000 miles. It's very important you do that. We've moved away from that manufacturing style because it was creating so much damage to motors, and it wasn't a very efficient platform and didn't give a very long life.
Yeah, and again, this is just nothing more than common maintenance, man. If you're buying the car, be ready to keep that tab going. It's just that simple. It doesn't matter if it's a Ferrari, if it's a Ford, if it's a Chevrolet, if it's an Escalade, any of these number of vehicles out there. If you're buying the vehicle, the manufacturers give you a recommended service for a freaking reason. It's because they've tested this stuff, they've done the R&D, and they've put it through every pace, and they're basically giving you the warning saying, hey, listen, we're suggesting it, we're recommending it, you should probably do this or you're going to have trouble.
Yeah. Stay up.
If you don't follow that, then that's on you.
It's extremely important. Mr. Producer, did you have a couple questions that we needed to answer today? I saw you holding.
Yes. First off, Tom, happy birthday. We all love you here.
Thank you. I love you guys as well. I appreciate that, man.
It's great spending your birthday with you here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And
makes me feel
good. We have some people saying good morning to you.
Good morning.
Richard Oldwin, George.
Good morning, Henry, Richard.
And
good morning.
Angie Leek.
Good morning, Angie, Gio, Richard, all good. Hey, Richard, by the way, when we were in the gym yesterday, we saw your dad's 49 on Facebook. Beautiful truck. It's ready for some restoration work, but it's a beautiful truck.
Richard says, happy birthday, Tom. Have a great day with friends and family. May God keep blessing you, my friend.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, Richard. God bless you as well. We appreciate the birthday wishes. The monkey was out last night. We got a little bit crazy, Bub. I got to put
I got to ratchet it up to get going here this morning. No, I was good.
My monkey was out of control last night.
Possibly.
Ah, well, whatever, man. It was my birthday eve.
It happens,
right?
It happens.
You just have to be happy when you get out and entertain, man.
I suppose.
That's where the fun part is.
We were missing half our crew, though. I'll tell you. I don't know where they were.
Part of the Lion Pride was missing.
I don't know what happened. Like I told you, there were lions everywhere.
There were lions everywhere.
Monkeys all over the place.
They'll be back together next week, right, Bub? Everybody will be back together next week.
Maybe sooner than that.
Yeah. How about that? Next week. Bub, you are going to be finishing up this Bel Air. We're going to keep people posted on that.
Yep.
We want everybody to join us tomorrow for the podcast. It's going to be very, very good. Mm-hmm. This week we have Robin Vernon on with us. We also have Sean from DNA Surface Concepts coming in and talking a little bit about ceramics again. He'll be calling in on that. Then next week we have Jeff from Morpheus, the number one rated wrap company out there. He's going to join us, and we're going to talk about pros and cons of wrapping versus paint, Bub.
That's good. I think we should. That's an exciting subject, man. And I'll tell you what, that's probably one that a lot of people would learn a lot of information from, because you don't realize, not only with today, the quality and the materials and the guys down at Morpheus, the way that they wrap cars, and truly how much really goes into not only just wrapping a car. That's a skill set in its own. It truly is. And again, it's all about that prep work, man. If you don't have a good surface to start with, you're gonna have a crap job in the end. It's that simple. But I'll tell you what, man, there's a lot that goes into either wrapping the rides versus painting the rides. You know, there's a very big difference there, and people really don't understand that in today's world. And even wraps are very, very time consuming, a minimum 1 to 2 weeks just on a wrap alone. And it's, you know, compared to a paint job, when you're pulling doors off, when you're pulling jams out, when you're pulling all the interior out, when you're, you know, you're doing this thing all the way down to assembly line again, there's a lot of time that goes into that, as you've seen, just in every one of the rides we've done here.
Yeah, it's a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to paint and bodywork, don't rush it. Relax.
It takes time, man.
It's different, but for example, we had a collision job come in today, a $7,000 collision job on a 2014 Equinox that was hit at a stoplight. Those things you push through fairly quickly. You're very, very meticulous in your build style. Even if it doesn't call for clips being ordered for on the bumper, for example, you still install brand new clips from the dealer, OEM only. You don't buy aftermarket parts. So that's very different than the paint and body work that you're doing back there, which is slow and meticulous.
I mean, this is a big car, number one. It's it's a 57 Bel Air. This isn't a 210, it's not a 150, this is not a conversion, this is a true Bel Air, so really rare in itself. But it's this is a big paneled car, and there's a lot of pieces, man, to get. How many times you have to assemble the panels and then take them back off and mock them up and stick them on and take them off and, you know, over and over and over and over and over again to get your doors on, get the gap set straight, get the fender set straight. Mm-hmm. Every one of those gaps and pieces has to be right before you put that car in a single coat of primer, paint, anything. Because if it's not, when you go to get the final paint on that car, sure enough, you're going to chip the thing.
Yep.
You're going to scratch it. You're going to have a crap job. You know, you're going to open the door and you're not going to have paint feathered in the right areas, man. And you have to take these things all the way down to bare metal and start fresh again. We're at 60 plus years on that car alone when it comes to paint. So there's a lot of stuff that's been done. That car's been and seen and done a lot of things.
Yeah, it sure has.
Couldn't even imagine.
Yep. Rain, snow, been through it all, I'm sure.
Yep.
How about that? It's a really crazy story. So take your time, bub. Don't rush it. You always do the best job in the business, man. That's why people like you touching every piece of their car and going around it. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports transportation rig made it home yesterday from Boosted Bash in California after a four-day pull across the country to get back here, bub.
Yeah, long, long trip, man. Greg did a killer job just pulling that haul. I mean, that was last...
Never complained once.
Last Tuesday morning,
he left
all the way through... Yesterday, last night when we left for the gym around 4, straight through, man. Not a single break, not Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He wasn't off. He wasn't dicking around. It was just pull the truck, trailer, car, all the combo, the whole hauler out there, get there, set up at the show, have the stuff ready on display at the show, be there during the entire show, and then load up immediately, turn around. He went to the hotel, stayed there for one night extra, and just went to sleep. Caught up, man. I'd want to after that drive anyways. That's a 4-day drive, solid, man. 38 and a half hours if you didn't stop.
And ladies and gentlemen, that speaks to the quality of people that we have here working at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Mm-hmm. It's a small family. It's very tightly knit, but everybody works together to pull their weight. We did the same thing, bub. We worked all week, got on an airplane, flew all night.
Dude, long landed, 3 days. Yeah.
Landed. Did the autographs out, did the meet and greet out there, did the celebrity judging, attended the Boosted Bash, you showed the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang, it's the only one like it in the world. Then we got on an airplane at midnight that night and flew till 11 o'clock the following morning, Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was...
That was a long 3.5 days for us, but that's a long 8 days driving a truck and trailer combo. So I'm not complaining about that 3 days.
850 miles just to go from the east side to the west side. On the
of Texas
south
alone.
End of Texas. Yeah.
Yep.
Just
one
Texas
state.
Alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 850 miles.
Yep. It's a crazy long time looking at freaking tumbleweed.
These are the things, though, we'll do to be out there with our fans, bub.
That's it.
It's pretty good. It is Friday, bub. We're going to wrap this segment up. I want everybody to join us tomorrow when the lovely Miss Robin Vernon will be live with us. And you're going to hear we'll lightly touch on some of the things you've seen in the media about her and Ted Vernon. And we're going to move into, very rapidly, we're going to move into the successes she's enjoying now after those bad days in her life as well.
Perfect. I'm ready for it.
It's going to be a great, 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 great one, man.
Yep.
Thank you to Monkey in Paradise for the new banner. Man. They are the 2017 World Spirits Competition.
Double gold.
Double gold winner, ladies and gentlemen. Monkeys in Paradise, man. They're everywhere, bub. MonkeyInParadise.com. They remind you to drink responsibly, but they'd like to know what your paradise is.
Yes. What is your paradise?
My paradise is really being here.
I wasn't asking. I was saying, what's your paradise?
My paradise is being with you, man.
Okay.
It's been a long 14 years, but I've enjoyed every minute of it, man.
All right.
It can get challenging.
Then that's pretty good, then.
Right?
Well, my paradise is going to be eating a sandwich here in a second and then painting that car.
How about that?
I got a lot to do in the next hour and a half.
Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. MSOutlawBoutique.com. Call Layla, 561-660-6695. She's doing some great stuff on Instagram right now.
Yep.
Rolling it out, man. I think there's going to be a big marketing push from that end of the company, because there's some pretty cool stuff that's starting to hit the stock in there again.
Yep.
It's really, really neat. TonyRamsey.com, exotic car guru, salesman to the stars.
Yep.
Cars and coffee of Palm Beach, man. How about that? The world Guinness record holding largest cars and coffee event, bud.
Yep, that's about it, man. I gotta go, dude. You're just going on about the same thing. Let's go.
How about
wrap
that?
This thing up.
How about
yes.
that? All of these people are together. They're part of the
I got it. We got a full line of pride. We got the whole crew. You've yeah. said them all, I think, 10 times already.
We got them all. That's our responsibility, man. That's what it says.
All right, well, happy birthday to you. You guys keep doing it, Bubba style. I gotta go paint this car. I'm out.
Ladies and gentlemen, reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner every day. Feed somebody who's hungry. If they have holes in the bottom of their shoes, get a pair of shoes. Open the door for somebody who's elderly. Till tomorrow. Keep on doing it, Bubba style.